Humanitarian agencies are preparing for an influx of refugees into Ethiopia from both Sudan and South Sudan. Civilians, mostly women and children, are fleeing fighting and violence in border areas. Fighting continues in Sudan's Blue Nile state between government forces and the rebel SPLA North Sector. While in South Sudan's Jonglei state, ethnic violence stemming from cattle raids has left hundreds dead. The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, is coordinating relief efforts with the International Organization for Migration and the Ethiopian Relief and Rehabilitation Commission. Josiah Ogina is the IOM's chief of mission in Ethiopia.
There is expectations that a number of people fleeing the fighting will likely to arrive into Ethiopia, just as we have had cases, particularly between August and September last year, when we had quite a number of people also coming from Blue Nile State.
It's unclear how many refugees will actually arrive in Ethiopia, but humanitarian agencies are planning for as many as 50,000.
The number cannot be determined. It depends on who actually crosses the border. Sometimes those who cross the border may not necessarily be wanting to come into the refugee camps, because some of them are people who also have some relations within the border area, so they may identify some relations that they would like to stay with host communities. So determining the number is not easy.
The International Organization for Migration currently has an office in Asosa, in the Benishangul-Gumuz region of Ethiopia. It handled many of the refugees who arrived late last year. However, the new influx is expected further south, in the Gambela region. Local groups have been contracted to shuttle the refugees to three camps, Tongo, Shirkole, and Adamazine. All are located far from the border. It's estimated there are 35,000 refugees from Blue Nile State currently in Ethiopia, most of them in the camps. The IOM's Ogina says many of the new arrivals appear to be fairly healthy overall.
Majority of the people who arrive, significant number, are women and children. I would say that some of them look tired because of the distances they have covered, but they are not in any bad health, nutrition conditions at all. They're just basically people who have been semi-traumatized by having run away from hostilities, but health-wise, I think majority of them are in reasonable shape.
The IOM says more funding is needed to help the refugees. It's appealed for $1 million. It's received $300,000 from the UNHCR in response to that appeal. Meanwhile, in South Sudan's Jonglei state, a four-truck IOM convoy is carrying emergency non-food items to the town of Pibor. The aid includes plastic sheeting, jerry cans, kitchen utensils, blankets, and soap. It's being delivered to about 7,500 people displaced by recent ethnic fighting between the Lonur and the Murle. Joe DiCapua, VOA News, Washington.